Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is our Tuesday night training call, September 22nd. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Puria. I'm so glad you're listening in. I'm calling in from Colorado tonight, but if you would have caught me a few days ago, I was in Detroit, Madison, Wisconsin, and Minneapolis and Chicago. Got to meet a whole bunch of fantastic people. I know Amy Venner was on the road in Long Beach. Tonight, David Sandoval's up in Glenwood Springs, Colorado. So we're bouncing around. In fact, David had a Purium PHP Academy this weekend, had 35 people at his retreat. So, you know, this is event time for our business right now. We're in the fall Ignite road trip, right in the heart of it, and a lot of exciting things happening. So that's number one on my list, hopefully number one on your list, is take a look at igniteroadtrip.com and see who you know in different states and different cities around the United States and Canada. David Sandoval is in Colorado tonight. He's in Glenwood Springs. Tomorrow he's in Denver. He's going to be out in Salt Lake City, Utah, and then hitting a whole bunch of Hawaiian islands. We also have events up in Toronto and Calgary, Canada this week. And then Amy Venner is taking the party trailer. She's in San Fernando Valley tonight in Southern California, going to be in Carlsbad. They're going to be in Tucson and Phoenix this weekend. We got an L.A. event. Lots of stuff happening on the West Coast, in the mountains, out in the islands, up north in Canada. I think we have 15 events going on between now and Sunday. So make sure that you go to igniteroadtrip.com, see what's going on. And if for some reason you're not near an event that's happening over the next few days, we've got National Healthy Happy Hour Day tomorrow night. So this is an opportunity for everyone to unify as the Purium team, to plan your healthy happy hours for tomorrow night, take some photos, post it on your Facebook page. We'll grab some of those, put them on email blast, put them up on our Facebook page, and we can all be celebrating together, having those healthy happy hours, which the name says it all. They should be healthy, they should be happy, they should last 1 hour. And I've been hearing so many people that for the first time have just been following that system, just playing the DVD, sharing some drinks, sharing some stories, and having amazing success when those tear pads come out that people are signing up. So let's keep it simple, let's keep it fun, let's keep it light. Lots going on, and one of the big initiatives that we have that we launched really last week is to our Spanish-speaking community. There are 54 million people in the United States who speak Spanish, and we're doing a special conference call. So if you are a Spanish-speaking person or you've got any Spanish-speaking leaders on your team, we're going to be doing a call. It's going to be at 7:30 Eastern, 4:30 Pacific, 1:30 Hawaii time, Thursday, on this line, this number. So 7:30 Eastern, 4:30 Pacific, 1:30 Hawaii time, on this line, Thursday. And we're going to talk a little bit about what we have for our Spanish-speaking market. So it's not just the front of the website. We actually have the entire back office translated into Spanish, the entire enrollment process translated into Spanish. So we want to make sure that everyone knows all of the resources, all of the tools that are available. And I do know that more and more people are making their own Spanish language tools, and we want to share that as a team and as an overall community to help grow. So I was in Chicago this weekend, definitely a lot of Spanish-speaking folks there. Sylvia Valdez flew out from Arizona to Chicago. And so people are starting to crisscross the country looking for Spanish leaders, Spanish-speaking leaders, and we want to organize that effort. So lots of stuff going on. Take a look at igniteroadtrip.com. Have a healthy happy hour on Wednesday night. You know, join the Spanish conference call on Thursday. You know, big things going on. On Friday, actually, we're going to be discontinuing our old skincare line. So for those of you who are fans of that old skincare line, make sure you purchase before Friday. Good news is that with our new skincare line, Bio, we just funded five more children's surgeries over the last few weeks with our Operation Smile campaign. So five children are going to be helped because of the efforts of you promoting our bio skincare system. And when I was on the road, I was really blown away by the number of fantastic bio skincare testimonials that I heard. So if you haven't tried Bio, I recommend that you try it. I use it, and I love it. And actually got stopped by a TSA agent the other day, and she didn't believe the age that I had on my ID. So I was pretty flattered and excited, and I think I attribute that certainly to the green foods that I take every day, but also to this new bio skincare line as well. So good stuff going on. You know, share those skincare before and after photos on Facebook. Send them to support. We'll get them posted in email blasts and on Facebook as well. So we're going to start to do more and more sharing. It's so fun to see these email blasts where, you know, there are photos from different events going on throughout the country. And you're getting to see more faces, more people, and that's what this business is about, is people. And we've got so many great people in this business, amazing transformation stories, and also some amazing financial transformation stories. So I heard some really moving stories, not only about health transformations, and there were plenty, but I also heard some really moving stories about financial transformations as well. And so that's why we're here on Tuesday nights, is because we do a business training call every Tuesday night, and we want to help you. Those of you who want to build a business, earn some additional income, you know, that's a big part of what we do, is paying it forward and paying you to share this program. And it's so straightforward. You know, when I go around the country and ask people to raise their hand if they've ever recommended a restaurant, ever recommended a book, ever recommended a movie, you know, everybody has. And so, you know, it's nice that our company pays you to recommend what we do. And when all said and done, that's the core of what we do, is we help people have amazing health transformation and then help them to pay it forward. And so, you know, for those of you who want to earn, you know, more significant income, you know, our compensation plan starts out A, B, C, D, E. Associate, builder, consultant, director, executive. You go from A to B and B to C and C to D and D to E. And then you hit our first major rank advancement of diamond, where you hit a whole new category of ranks. And we have our diamond ranks all the way up to crown. And then there's our crown ranks, is a whole nother, you know, rank advancement, a whole nother strata of ranks. And so, you know, our call tonight is about mining for diamonds. It's about finding the types of people, whether they're already on your team, whether they're on your list, or maybe it's you. You know, maybe you want to get to diamond. And so I wanted to start off this call quickly by just recapping, you know, how important it is and what it means to be a diamond. You know, we have an earnings chart on the back of our compensation plan. It's also on the website. And when you reference that earnings chart, you'll see that the average diamond in our business earns $2,193 a month. $2,193 a month, right at 25 grand a year. That's significant. That is significant income, especially when it is supplementary income, especially when it's additional income. Imagine how much money you need to be making to have a $2,193 per month or $25,000 per year raise. I mean, you've got to be earning like $500,000 a year to get a $25,000 a year raise, which would be 5%. So if you're not earning $500,000 a year, the chances of you getting a $25,000 a year raise from your job, pretty unlikely. So, you know, it's great that we have so many people who are entrepreneurial that are looking to supplement their income with our business model, and that diamond rank represents significant part-time income. In addition, we also have our Diamond Club trip, and our Diamond Club trip is in November. And so if you want to be at the next Diamond Club, you need to earn the diamond rank by the end of October. So you've got this month and next month to get to diamond if you haven't been a diamond yet. And you can be at that Diamond Club trip. We pay all expenses except for travel. It's a fantastic, super fun event. And then we also have an achievement bonus when you reach diamond. And it's a $500 achievement bonus. So for most places in the U.S. and even some in Canada, you can get a plane ticket round trip. You know, so that'll pay for your travel as well. So I love having that diamond achievement bonus. And that diamond achievement bonus is through the end of the year. So we've committed to having that $500 diamond achievement bonus. So for those of you new to the company or maybe haven't really been looking at the compensation plan, to understand that there's another $500 on the table for you to get to diamond, boy, that makes it fun. So you know, most people who make it to the diamond rank their very first month, they will earn over $2,000 that first month. So it's significant income, and I know that that's really a major stair step for most people where they start to look at the business even more seriously. So it takes serious effort, serious intention to get to diamond, but then definitely once you make it to diamond, boy, things get really fun. So what I wanted to do was to bring on Tracy Fujikane. She's a 3-star crown. She's got one of the fastest growing teams in Imperium right now. And she is a master at identifying people, building people up, acting as a talent scout, plugging them in, and mining for diamonds. And so, Tracy, are you on the line?
I sure am, David. Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, fantastic. Well, why don't you talk a little bit about your thought process, especially using your back office to mine for diamonds.
Well, definitely. Diamonds are pretty shiny things that attract our attention, and that's what activity is to me in Imperium. I'm looking for activity, people who are excited, and so it's always going to be looking for our newest, most excited team members. And there's a couple easy ways. I love how we can sort and filter in our new back office. And so some of the things that I would do is for your newest, most excited people is when you go to your Unilevel team, you can go to the start date column, and there's an icon there that's a filter, and you can choose after then or equal to. And then I would choose the first of this month. We're at that time in the month where there's about a week left. So right now what I'm doing is choosing September 1st in that start date column. So I can see everybody who's been enrolled in this current month. And then I'm going to sort my list by GV, the GV column. And you have to do it twice so that it sorts from the highest to the lowest. And sometimes we get some really nice surprises of people, depending on how large our organization is, people that we may not have even met yet that are really new and excited. Some of these people have already hit consultant, and they're well on their way to director. Some have even done more than that. And so the two things that I'm looking for when I go there is volume, of course, and even for people who buy a high volume in their first month, this is somebody I definitely want to meet. And then I'm looking under the tree column. The tree column, and when there's a word in green that says tree in that column, what that means to me is that this person has already shared some gift cards, and that's the most excited person that you have, is someone who's already sharing their gift cards in their first month.
Well, I love the idea, Tracy, of finding that leading edge of the business, to reach down. You're a 3-star crown, and for you to be sorting your business and looking for new people who join this month, new people who shared at least one gift card, and reaching out to them, that creates such a positive culture where you're wanting to talk to those new people because you don't know who they are. All they are is a name and a number, and so now you can identify them as a person. So what are those conversations like, and how do you figure out what they're looking for, and how do you plug them into what you're doing and your team's doing?
That's such a great question, David, and I get this question a lot. And my tip for everyone is always to be not so literal. Sometimes we have these newest, most excited people that don't exactly know what they're doing to share. And so we don't want to necessarily scare them off by starting to say, well, I see you're doing the business. And for a lot of people, quote unquote, doing the business can really mean a lot of things like pressure, responsibility, time they don't have. And so we definitely don't want to scare them off with a big conversation, but just being really interested in, finding out what caught your attention about Imperium, and, tell me about your experience. And then just sort of, going through that exploration of what interests them and where they're at and how they were able to share so far, and then setting up the idea of, what else would you like to accomplish with Imperium? And then maybe giving some ideas of just what's possible. Hey, did you know that you're really close to being able to get some more money to get your products paid for? Or maybe they don't even know if you see someone who you haven't met that's already become a consultant, before you talk to them, that's exciting. Hey, did you know you're actually going to be getting some money back to help you get your products paid for? And that's a pretty exciting conversation to have with them. And we can really walk them through the Fast Start game plan without being so structured of, well, you know, we have this game plan that you can share. But it's simply letting them know, when people ask you what that green drink is, just ask them if they've ever heard of Purium. Have you, they ever heard of the 10-day transformation? And then what you can do is send them that video that you got when you first started. You could add them to Facebook. You could, you know, we could give them some ideas and some other tools they can use. And then if they have more questions, either bring them to a Healthy Happy Hour with you, or why don't you, even better, connect them on a call with me. Let me answer their questions and help them get started if that's what they want to do. And that's the way that we can share what we do and how we do it without necessarily being so literal and not scaring them off.
Well, I like how you have such a casual, personal approach and keeping it low-key, learning about them, you know, and just emphasizing some of the tools and systems that we have without scaring them off, as you say. So now let's fast forward a month or two later. You've got some people that you've identified. Maybe you identified them a month or two ago, and now you're kind of working with them, tracking them, helping them. You know, what do those conversations look like? What are some of the tools that you use as far as training and planning, and how do you motivate them to go maybe from consultant on up to diamond?
Well, I think, you know, something to kind of go back to, David, is that what we've been seeing is, you know, because we have so many new tools and it's so exciting and we have these tours coming out, really we're seeing people be able to achieve diamond at record pace. We've had people do it in their first month, you know, if they have a full month, or maybe they started in the last day of the previous month, and they really could achieve diamond within a 90-day period. And that's sort of like a magic time period for people who are getting started. Is we want to help people achieve their consultant, director, executive, and even diamond within their first 90 days. And so I just want to insert in there, too, that when we do that start date filter, the second filter I would do with that is to go back to, in this case, say June 1st, to see where these people are at. And when we start to identify these people who are from their first month ranking as consultant, from their first month ranking as director, and we can start to help identify who's working above those people, then we can start to see how whole organizations rank advance together. And I think that it's really great in terms of the compensation plan and how, you know, when you become diamond, you have to have those three consultant legs, and then you're working with those same people now to help them advance, because when you come to green diamond, your next diamond rank, then those people need to be directors in your structure. And so I love how the company has really built in this teamwork that has to happen. And then also strategically, we want to, you know, identify those partners that we're rank advancing with. And if we're showing people how to help people become consultants, directors, and executives, those consultant, director, executive makers are your diamonds. And then people who can help diamonds create those consultants, directors, and executives are achieving even higher ranks. And that's really what crowns do, is they become diamond makers. And it's just an exciting process to see all of that moving together. And so as they're progressing in time, then obviously we can have a deeper conversation about this being a business, and, you know, depending on how far really they want to take it, because there's really something for everyone, whether they just want to get their products paid for or whether they want to make that pivotal tipping point amount of $500 to $1,000 a month. And then you have those who would love to replace their annual income or even two household incomes for their family. So it just kind of depends on where their mindset is at in terms of helping them become like event promoters, understanding how important promoting these events, these different cities, and getting people in front of other people and introducing them to our community. We can start to work on some of the personal development things, again, really depending on what's their level of interest and what's their level of commitment, and, you know, really putting their agenda in the front and not necessarily our own. And that's how we're going to help the most people get to where they want to go.
Well, I think there's a lot of nuggets in there. I think that that last comment that you made of, you know, putting their agenda first, you know, the only way you can know their agenda is to ask questions and to understand. And that business planning sheet that we put together, I know, is one of the great new tools that have been, people were doing it informally, and I heard lots and lots and lots of crowns really sharing that they would constantly have business planning sessions at the beginning of the month with their newest people, their most excited people, the people who really wanted to treat their business like a business. And I heard consistency over and over again as to what questions they asked and how they identified which people wanted to move forward and what those people needed to do. And so I'm really glad that we formalized that into that business planning sheet and put in place that building block of 5 and 3 is the key. And I think that it's not a one-size-fits-all, but it definitely is one of those things that people can visualize and definitely something that people can shoot for each and every month as a new active promoter. So any comments about the business planning sheet, the 5 and 3, or some of the things that you do to help those that you know, have identified themselves, raise their hand, they're able to enroll some people, they're excited, they want to make money, they have a big why, they're telling you, hey, I'd like to get to Diamond Tracy. You know, tell me a little bit about, you know, what those conversations are like.
Well, first of all, I want to say that that sheet is brilliant, because you're absolutely right. We have the same kind of questions that come up over and over again, and those of us who have done it consistently sort of have that flow, and yet somebody brand new who's just enrolling a new friend or, you know, haven't developed that yet can have the same kind of conversation a crown would have with somebody because of this form. It really gives that flow and it's that conversation piece to get and hit all of the components that are really necessary to find out up front with someone so that they can have a good run with whatever it is they want to do. And what I love about it is that really we should be looking at it as a living, breathing document. It's something that is very fluid, and if we're really good at keeping on top of, you know, where we're at on the benchmark days of the month, the 7th, the 14th, the 21st, you know, that's where we're at right now, is that I'm at that point in this month where it's business planning time again. You know, we did business planning at the beginning of the month, and we continue to do it throughout the month, and because right now is sort of that magic moment where there's just over a week left in this month to help people achieve those ranks, but really also understanding that the last 10 months of any calendar month, I really view that as the setup for the next month. I really count that towards the next month and everything that's going to happen there. But being able to put together a plan for a team, this is what's so cool, David, is that for the beginning of the month, everybody's going to put their individual plans together and they really have that focus. And right now in this time of the month, we can start to see where those teams can rank together, where you have these new people, and anyone that's got at least 200 points, meaning anyone with a launch kit, anyone with a platinum pack, anyone with a gold pack, anyone with some extra products that they have at least 200 points, these are the people that we want to help achieve consultants this month. And then we're looking to see who these consultants fall under. And so we work it. I like to say we drill down and we drill back up. We look for our newest, most excited people, and then we come back up to see who those leaders are to let them know, hey, you know, you've got some new excited people that we can all be working with. And when we can work with this whole team together, then you could potentially, you know, create a new green diamond with a diamond with a couple diamonds underneath, and those diamonds would have some new executives, and those new executives might have some consultants. And so we start to build this plan at this time of the month to say how some of these people can achieve their higher ranks, including diamond and above, by putting together and looking back at these plans that were created at the beginning, updating them, and then formulating them as a team plan now.
So I think one of the things that comes clear to me as I listen to you is that, you know, as a top leader, you're a talent scout. You're constantly looking for people who have talent, who, you know, show that they are open to listening and learning, that they have a big why, that they're willing to share gift cards, that they're willing to do consistent, healthy, happy hours, that they're willing to invite people onto these road trip events. So, you know, it takes some action from the new person, and preferably consistent action, to get the attention of that talent scout. So it's kind of a two-way street. So if you're a, you know, if you're a leader on the line, then, you know, looking and mining and identifying people is your one of your main jobs. And if you're brand new, you know, you want to be having those consistent activities, those consistent healthy happy hours, and starting to share gift cards and enroll new people to catch the eye of, to you know, find the people in your upline who are going to help and support you to move on up, as Tracy said so well, as a team. So I've got one or two last closing comments, but I want to give it to you first, Tracy. Any last thing that you want to say about this concept of mining for diamonds, the importance of getting to Diamond Club, or anything else that that's important?
Just, I think exactly the things that you said, David. I mean, that we do this together. I think network marketing is absolutely the right word for what we do, that we lock arms with our partners, with our friends, with this community. And that's really what we've created, is this amazing community that we are out to help each other, support each other, and others out there who don't even know what we do. And when we do that, we can all achieve all the things that we want to. So thanks so much for having me on the call. And I'm excited to hear about all the progress and success of everyone out there who are promoting to these different Ignite events. I just came off of Seattle, San Francisco, and Eugene, and we're road tripping from Eugene to Portland, and then I'll be heading to Honolulu and then hitting Kauai on Monday. So it's still lots of excitement, and excitement creates growth. And so I definitely would love to meet everybody on the road. So thank you.
Nice. Well, there's no question that excitement, you know, creates the activity that creates the growth. And it's really the activity that's the key. And so, you know, it starts with your own activity, no matter what rank you're at. It starts with your own activity and doing those consistent, healthy, happy hours, following the game plan over and over again, utilizing the leverage of the road trip, utilizing the leverage of the launch of the Hispanic market. Those are two great excuses to start a conversation with somebody. You know, who do you know in Carlsbad, California? Who do you know in Salt Lake City, Utah? Who do you know in Oahu, Hawaii? Who do you know in Calgary, Canada? Who do you know in some of these cities here that we're going to be at in the next week? You know, who do you know who's Spanish speaking? You know, our company, my company, this company just launched, you know, Spanish speaking tools, Spanish speaking websites. I want to share this with, you know, you, or I want to share this with somebody else. So create the activity yourself, plan it out, and, you know, I've seen people who get to Diamond and take that Diamond Club event and catapult it immediately to Green Diamond and Blue Diamond and significant life-changing income. So, you know, lock arms with somebody, whether you're above, reach down, grab these new people, these excited people, follow Tracy's example of sorting your back office. And if you're brand new or just starting out or trying to restart your business, you know, utilize some of the tools that we've got, and just have those healthy happy hours. Keep it really, really simple, and reach up to somebody if you need support and help, especially if you need somebody to help you to enroll new members. We just want you going public, asking the magic question, moving them through the tools, having some fun, sharing gift cards, and when somebody is serious about enrolling, make sure you've got your go-to person who can help you to get people in the business. That's how you get to Diamond. That's how you get to $25,000 a month. That's how you get a $2,500 a month. That's how you get your $500 achievement. That's how you get to Diamond Club in November, and ultimately get to the bigger goals that you may have in your life. So thanks so much for joining us, Tracy. Special, special thank you for you jumping on this call and helping people to understand how you build your business. Appreciate you sharing so openly and honestly. And everybody, join us tomorrow night in Denver. We're going to have a huge meeting. We've got well over 200 people registered already. So if you know anybody in Colorado, David Sandoval is going to be there. Brandy Shinoto is going to be there. David Scoltetti is going to be there. Sonia Magruder is going to be there. And we got a locked and loaded crazy amount of people. John Altshuler, Kelly Bono, Christine O'Shea, Dr. Dana. I don't even know. We got like seven crowns, and I'll be there as well. Looking forward to seeing you and any of the guests that you have for us in Colorado. So Have a great, great night. Tomorrow night, David Sandoval is doing an interesting call, what you should have in your cupboard on day 11. So for those of you who help people to do the transformation and want to understand better what's going on with continuation, Dave's going to talk about Purion products as well as other things that you should be carrying in your household at all times. So going to be a great call. Join us tomorrow night. And thanks so much again, Tracy. Bye, everybody.